Hey y'all, this is Enlarging Territories with Randy Elaine, and I'm Randy Elaine. So, just as a brief overview of what this podcast is about, just as a reminder, this podcast is me pretty much, you know, sharing my journey to total body health. Total body health is something that I truly, truly believe in, not just in physical health, but in physical, mental, spiritual, and financial health. Just finding my way to just being healthy in those aspects and being and growing and finding fulfillment in those areas. Before I just get into what I've accomplished, I just do want to just put out there and be like, my bad for the way season one ended. My transition was not that great, but I am learning and you guys are learning with me as I go. So yeah. So I just wanted to, you know, give you guys a, you know, overview of where I've been and what I've been doing and what I've accomplished. For one, woohoo, I graduated with my bachelor's degree, and that was super awesome. I'm really excited about that. I was a little nervous to share it on my social medias because I'm like, you're 32 and you're just now getting your bachelor's degree. But it is what it is. I got it and I'm really excited about it, having completed that, you know, that area of my life. And I learned a lot as far as my education and, you know, how I learn and just, you know, being encouraged throughout that process. I'm going to be 100% transparent because that's what we do on this podcast. Not that I didn't think I was smart. I just never really excelled in school. I've always been like a C, you know, D student. I'm not even going to hold you. But this last year of college, I got straight A's and, with an exception, I got straight A's in my last semester, and throughout the whole year, I got one C or B, whatever it was. It just was not an A. And the first semester, I got a comment from one of the professors that said that my final paper was the best paper he had read in his whole career. And then again, I got a whole completely different professor who said the same comment. So that was just really encouraging. And just seeing my grades and seeing the work that I put in and learning how I learned really reflected in my grades. And I was just really proud of myself. And it was just really encouraging. And even with that, I've noticed some things about myself that I've noticed in my oldest son, who's 11, he's going into the sixth grade in September. I've learned how he learns and seen some things that we are alike in a lot of areas, and how I can just, you know, better help him, you know, with his education and pushing him forward and making sure that, you know, he's putting his best foot forward. So that has been super, super, super exciting, and that's super dope that, you know, in my last year, I have been able to learn so much about my learning style. And with that, graduating from college, I have already enrolled into my master's program and will be starting in August. So I'm really excited about that. And I have some goals set up that we'll talk about in the next episode. SMART goals that I've already plotted out. And even in my son's education, I have prepared a summer, like, you know, he'll be home, but I still, you know, prepared a summer program. And, you know, he could just, so that he just fine tunes his skills, push him forward, just, you know, do what I need to do with him on his end, just to push, help him move forward and all that other good stuff, and make sure that he has a solid foundation and that he is, you know, feeling good about the work that he puts in, and just kind of get him on, you know, you know, that was one thing as a child that my aunt had always did. Like, you know, although we had a banging childhood, banging summers, like we went everywhere. We went to the farm, we went to Six Flags, we went on so many different trips, we did so many different things, we were everywhere over the summer. But my aunt always did set out time for education, and that is something that I do want to push with my son. Just because the summer is here doesn't mean that you completely stop work. No, you're not going to be working as hard, but we still will be pushing education. And one thing that I was saying to the education board, education board at my son's school, because, you know, I got to meet with some of the study team and some of the staff at his school, and I just was letting them know that although school is mandated by law, that my son's education, it starts at home, and it's not just, you know, whatever they teach them there. That's not enough. That you guys are a support for me. You guys are, you are a support for my son and me pushing his education. You are not his only form of education at all whatsoever. That it's, you're just there giving pretty much an outline of what he should be learning, but his education is 100% on me. So that's something else that I just been putting together for my son, and not just him, but the little one too. That, you know, he's a real, that they're well-rounded kids, and it's not just the education that they get from school, but also the, more importantly, the education that they get from home. Learning how I learn, seeing, being able to observe my children and how they learn, and watching them. My youngest son is only one, but I still was able to, you know, work with him and, you know, teaching him little basic things. Like right now we're in the middle of potty training, and he's not verbal yet. He says words, but he is not talking. But on the home front, we are working with him, teaching him words and little things. You know how it goes, guys. So that's the education piece. And so also, I, as you know, I was staying with my mom during the I was staying at my parents' house during the quarantine times, but I'm back in my own apartment, and I completely have redecorated, reorganized, moving back in there. So that has been fun, and it's been a little different. Going through school virtual, being in my own space, and it's like, you know, it, at first I was really, really nervous because I'm going back, I was in school, and I'll be home with the little one by myself, pretty much, and with the two kids by myself. But that was like, oh, I was so nervous because I was like, at my mom's house I had so much help, but being back here, it just felt like I was doing a lot on my own, but I made it through, thank the Lord. And he just really just, and I did really well. So that was also another encouraging thing that I've been doing, that I've done, that encouraged me that it's not impossible to be, you know, as we know, I'm a single parent, and it's not impossible to be a single parent, go back to school and handle your business. Like, it's encouraging to know that you can do it. I'm not a superhero, and I had to keep reminding myself, like, you are not going to be able to do it all. Make a list, do what you can, break it down, and push through. And that was something that I had to learn, being organized and all that other stuff. That, and some things will just have to be put off until tomorrow. Make, prioritize and put things in order. That was something that I had to learn and follow through with. And I'm going to toot my own horn. And that was something I was very, very proud of because I did it. I make my son's food. Everybody eats something different. I'm a pescatarian. My oldest son eats everything except for pork and beef. And my little son is still, you know, on he still eats puree food. He has like 6-7 teeth and he still eats puree food. But I make all of that from scratch. We're not doing store-bought. I'm talking about oatmeal, blend it up, do that from home. Any fruits, vegetables. The only thing that I buy from the store for him is yogurt, because I'm not going to hold you, I will not be learning or making yogurt, homemade yogurt. That's not going to be a thing here in this house. So that is something that, and I had to, you know, really focus on all those different things, those aspects of life, being at home and being very active in their life, setting up a schedule so that we're doing things together. One thing that we haven't yet really honed in on is taking a walk every single day. Like once a week, we go somewhere, we do something together, like as, you know, with, as a family. But I do want to, like, me and my oldest son, when we first moved into this apartment, we used to take a walk every night around the complex. And it was just, not only was it bonding time, we were able to talk about our day, but we were also, like, it was just good to get that movement right after we ate dinner. And we're getting back into the flow of everybody sit down at one time, eat dinner, not staggering our eating times. Well, you know, I make the food, you eat when you eat, you eat when you eat. No, we sit down all together. So we're getting back into that and working on that. And that has been, in this last couple of weeks, it's been really, really good to get back into that atmosphere of we all sit down at the table. That was something in my childhood that I really did appreciate. And I have so many memories. I'm telling you, I have a memory of me. And like I said, I spent a lot of time at my cousin's house over the summertime. And one thing, like, you know, right before we said grace, and my uncle Winston gets so annoyed with us because we were like, you know, we would say grace, and at the end we were like, amen. Somebody else be like, Jesus name, amen. And we would just go, and that kind of stuff, just like that bonding experience, created a memory. And it was just like something that we always thought about when we'd be sitting at the table, or we would be sitting at the table, and for no reason we'll just start laughing. And it just, those memories all came from us having family time and sitting down at one time. So that is something that I do want my children to experience, us sitting down at the table together, and you know, having that bonding time and getting used to not being on your cell phones or having the TV play in the background, just sitting down and really, really enjoying each other's time, because it really does build memories. So that's something that it flows with, you know, my relational health within my family, is that I do want, you know, to build that uninterrupted FaceTime with my children. And so that was very important. So like I said, I've graduated college. I've really started to figure out how to schedule and move within my family, and really started to push that. And I've been working, like I said, last season I was talking about fixing my credit, and child, I have been, and I've been really pushing for that, making sure that my utilization is low. I've been sending out letters. I went and got my free annual credit report, and I've just been making sure that I move through that and get all my stuff together, and been sending out my letters, just really paying attention to my credit. I've been attending seminars, because, you know, as I said, one of the things that I do want to do is get a house or a condo, something that I own here, and just being able to have that wiggle room. One thing that I've also been working on is making sure that I have a consistent savings, that if I take anything out of it, that it always comes back. I try not to even use it, and I've been on it. I have not really been using my my savings unless it's absolutely necessary, but I do have a savings and I do keep it separate. And I just really been working on my financial stability, and it has been going great. It has been going great. It's when you sit down and you really pay attention to how much you have coming in and out and where you have space to move it, managing my money better, because child, prior to, I was not one of those people. I was like it got to the point in the, like when I first moved back home, that I was grocery shopping every single week, and I was spending between $150 to $200. Come to find out that I was wasting money because I was buying stuff like produce and all that other stuff that we needed. But I have like, I will meal prep, I save, like I chop up my vegetables, put them in a freezer, I label everything. I was just like, and there were things that we eat on a regular basis. I had dried beans in my refrigerator, rice, and I buy my oatmeal in bulk. It's just certain things that I had that at one point I had just started to not really use, and I had to get back to utilizing the basics, not eating beans and rice every day, because you know we want to switch it up and mix it up, but using what I have in the house and buying my produce fresh, and not instead of buying canned beans, switching, making sure that I use my dry beans, because one, it's cheaper, and two, you get more for your money and it's healthier. So I had to start really like paying attention to what I was bringing in the house. And of course, since I'm home, I cook a lot more. But and so there's that, and that, like meal prepping for the week and all that other good stuff. So I've been making sure that I've been on top of that, and that just flows into my health goals. So as health, like health related, I have been exercising on a daily basis. Let me tell you how I went and broke down, like calculated how many calories I should be intaking, how many in order to lose or to be healthy, or how to maintain how much weight I should be burning, or where's the baseline. I went and I actually calculated every single thing, and I had to come up with a goal. Didn't have to, but I came up with a goal of what I wanted to do as far as my health. And like I said, after I had my second son, I gained so much weight. And me just getting back to a healthy weight, I've been exercising and you know, eating better. And one thing that I just want to stress is that I am not dieting at all. When I say I do not diet, there, I am not dieting, because I like food. I don't want to cut out any foods that I like to eat out of my diet. What I do is I monitor. I make sure I'm not overeating stuff. I make sure that I stay within my calories. I make sure that I am not binging. I am not binging, y'all. I just wanted to, because y'all know I talked about the Cookie Monster last season. I talked about him and how I have not been binging. One, something is up with those Oreos, but I haven't been binging, and very mindful of what I eat, making sure that they stay within my calories, and that I need just to, you know, daily survival, and making sure that I don't go over that. I'm not sitting down with a whole giant plate. Oh, it's under my calories, so it's okay. No, I'm still mindful, making sure I eat my vegetables and making sure that I'm preparing the food. I try to stay away from as much processed food as possible, but I'm not gonna hold you. One thing I will not be giving up is my Beyond sausages. Those breakfast sausages are so lit. And one thing, I'm not gonna give them up. I'm not giving them up. I like my process. Beyond Meat sausages. And until I figure out how to make something better, your girl will be eating those every morning. So that is something that I've been working on, making sure that what I'm doing is sustainable, because I just don't like cutting. I can cut out food and eat only certain things, but I'm telling you, after I lose the weight that I want to lose, I'm going to gain it back, because I'm going to eat those foods that I've been withholding from. So if I just kind of, you know, oh, I'm going to make some brownies, I'm going to make brownies, and I'm going to eat a brownie that I made, because that's what I'm going to do. If I want to make some biscuits, I'm going to make a biscuit, and I'm going to eat a biscuit. I'm going to do it. I'm not cutting out bread, and I just can't, because after a while, I'm going to binge and eat all that stuff, and I'm going to gain all that weight back that I worked so hard to lose. So I am just cutting back, making sure I stay in my calories, being mindful of what goes into my mouth. And another thing your girl is doing is drinking her water. One, let me just put out there, I am drinking coffee. Every morning, I drink coffee. Now, it's not flavored coffee. It is still dark roast espresso. I drink my coffee. I'm not drinking as much coffee, but I'm still drinking coffee. I'm not going to hold y'all. I do drink my tea after I work out, like early in the morning. After I work out, I'll come in, I'll have a cup of tea, some ginger tea, and it is banging, and I'll put some lemons in it, and it's awesome, and it feels good. Like, it just, you know, settles all of the, like, you know, when you work out and all that other stuff, it just kind of gets the everything flowing. And then I drink my coffee with my breakfast, and from there on, I am drinking water all day, and I am drinking the calculated amount of water, and it is awesome, because I don't really drink soda. And unless it's like a celebration, I really don't drink alcohol, just because it's empty calories, and I'm not about that life. And I don't. I've got two kids. I can't turn up like that. It takes too much. It's just a bad time when I get overly intoxicated. That's not the life for me anymore, to be doing that on a daily basis. A celebration, I might, but not too much. So there's that. And, you know, like I said, I've been drinking my water and minding my business. I drink my water and minding my business, keeping my skin clear. That's what I've been doing. Eating healthy, drinking my water, working out, and minding my business. That has been like an ultimate help. Let me tell you something. That is just, you want to be healthy? Eat healthy. You want to be healthy physically? Drink your water and mind your business to see how much you change. If it don't got nothing to do with me, I can't help you. I am learning that. So that's been fun. So, just as a brief recap, career-wise, I've been looking for a new job. Like I said, when I got pregnant with my son, I ended up getting fired. And then quarantine hit, graduated from school, and now I am looking for a job with the degree I have. I'm sure it's going to come soon. But for now, I've just been enjoying this time. But I am not that person that can just sit at home all the time. I just can't. I cannot do it. I've been doing it, and I've been making myself very, very, very busy with things that I can do around the house and perfecting my parenting and all that other stuff. But I can't. I'm not one of those people who can not work for a long period of time. I have to go back to work, because I just enjoy working. I enjoy getting up, going to work. But also, going back to work, I have to make sure that I'm not grabbing a job just for the sake of having a job. I have very, very good credentials, and Now I have the education to back. I have very good work ethic and experience. And now I have the degree to back it. I have high standards for what I'm going to accept. And I just know what I'm worth. And somebody is going to see it and pick me up quickly. So I'm not too worried about going back to work. But I could tell you that I'm definitely ready to go back. So there's that. My financial, where I've been as far as my career wise and building that the healthy way, because one thing I don't want to do is go back to a job that I hate, because the job that I had prior, I did not like it. It was stressful. It took away time from my family. They fired me when I was pregnant. Let's just put that out there. And I just don't want to go back into that same type of situation. I want the job that I go into is be something that is pushing me in the direction I want to go. I'm not taking just anything. My physical health has been on the rise. I've been making really, really good decisions that I'm very, very proud of. I started really training back in boxing about 2 to 3 times a week, and I am loving it. It has been helping my mental health, the stress level. It's been teaching me, the most important thing that it's been teaching me is controlling my emotions and making sure that I stay. Of course, the workout is great, but it's really about helping me control my emotions. Even if in that moment I am like, blah, 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 you know, I know, what does that mean? But even in that moment, if I feel all jumbled and just overwhelmed in that moment at in boxing, like after you keep missing a few combinations, you have to stop and say, get it together and throw out the combinations that's being called out. And I have to stop and really focus on bringing my body to where it needs to be. And that has been helping me mentally, because in my regular life, when I feel like things are, and that's what, you know, and all jumbled and crazy, I have to stop and focus and say, where do you need to be right now? And that has been really helping me focus on the task at hand and breaking down how I learn and how I function. Like I said, I had to learn how I learn, and like being able to organize it in my head so that it comes out the way it's supposed to, so that I can accomplish the goal that I'm supposed to accomplish. And boxing has been able to definitely keep me more in my body and paying attention to where I am currently and how to get through that task at that moment and really just settle me. And that has been super dope. And of course, I talk about spiritual health. That's so important. And spiritually, like, I really, like, again, everything is connected. Everything is connected. I can't say that enough. Like, spiritually, yes, I've been praying like nobody's business, because I have to learn how to just accept where I am and get through where I am. And I wouldn't be able to do it if I did not pray. I'm telling you, I get up in the morning and first thing I do is do my devotion right before I work out. And sometimes, like when I first started, I had to pray through it, like, God, help me, because I am tired. And I just had to start really, really depending more on God and surrendering my will to Him throughout this whole, you know, ordeal going back to work. And, you know, like I said, I'm not trying to just take any. I'm not just trying to take anything I want to take anything. I really want to be in His will. I want to be in line with what He has for me, so that I'm, like I said, I'm prosperous and I am moving forward in the right direction. So that was something that I really had to sit back in and really calm myself mentally and really just focus on my priorities and through prayer, I've been able to do that, through building that relationship with God. And he's taken me so many different places that I'm just overwhelmed with. There's so much going on that I'm just really, really, really excited about where we're headed. So just as a brief overview of everything that I touched on, my financial health has been super, super on track. I've been, you know, really focused on building my credit and building up my savings, because my ultimate goal is to buy a house and build wealth for my boys, build generational wealth for my boys. And so just in the grand scheme of things, I starting off with just making sure that my goals are in line with that ultimate goal. But I've been setting little goals, and like I said, I've been working on my credit and my savings, and that has been really, really exciting. And I graduated from college. That all goes into like my financial goals, and really in the job that I want. And I've already started my master's degree, going back for my master's degree, enrolling, and I start in August. Physical health, I've been working out, eating better, being more intentional with the foods that go in my mouth, and I've been drinking my water and minding my business, keeping the skin clear and my spirit clear, because I don't want to junk myself up with negative energy and other people's issues. That's just not productive for me. And mental health, like I said, I started boxing, I started praying, and like I said, it's all connected. So I've been boxing, which has been teaching me to settle myself enough to accomplish a goal and not worry about what's next, which kind of just gives me anxiety and makes me anxious. And I've been able to just sit in it and focus on where I'm at and be able to work through that. And spiritually, I have just been praying more and really just diving into leaning into God's will for me and really just waiting on his guidance. And everything has been flowing. I'm in a really, really good space right now, and I'm really just happy with what's happening in my life. And I have so many goals that I have, so many new goals that I have set since I've accomplished just about all the other goals that I had. And it's just been exciting, and I know there's a lot to come. So next week, I'll touch on the new sets of goals that I have and really break that down. But this is what I've accomplished this far, and I am excited and I'm overwhelmed. My scripture that I have been, you know, really leaning into for this podcast has been Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And I'm just going to say a quick prayer. God, I thank you for just for bringing me from where I was from, God, for just helping me to learn more and more about myself, being more and more intentional, and to know that if I lean on you, I can do all things. So God, I thank you. I praise you. In your son's name, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, y'all. I'll see y'all next time. Hey.